听众朋友大家好，欢迎收听今天的 English Digest。 今天是11月25号，那我们有一个新的单元叫做 Information 资讯看板。今天我们要带大家看三则资讯，这个资讯呢有可能是已经发生的，或者是一个现象，或者是未来可能会发生发展的一个趋势。那第一则呢，我们就先谈到了这个柏林爱乐管弦乐团在11月17跟18号在国家音乐厅表演。那我们现在赶快请 Bill 带我们来读一次今天第一则的资讯。
Berlin Philharmonic to perform in Taipei. As part of its 3-week tour of Asia, the world-famous Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra will perform at the Chiang Kai-shek Concert Hall in Taipei on November 17th and 18th. Sir Simon Rattle, the orchestra's renowned music director, will conduct both performances. The concert program includes symphonies by Beethoven, Ravel, and Strauss.Ticket prices will run up to NT$12,000, which is the highest admission ever charged for a performance by a foreign orchestra. Live television relays to the plaza outside the hall will be broadcast for free.
12,000块，这个票价真的是蛮贵的，当它是有史以来呢算是最贵的票价。不过我们回归到这个标题，标题当中提到这个柏林，后面有一个字，这字有点长诶。 How do you pronounce the word?
Philharmonic.
Philharmonic. 这个字呢就是个形容词，指的是爱好音乐的或者是交响乐的。不过更值得一提的是，在标题当中我们会用不定词来代替未来式。所以接下来我们就看第一则的消息咯。
As part of its 3-week tour of Asia, the world-famous Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra will perform at the Chiang Kai-shek Concert Hall in Taipei on November 17th and 18th. Okay, so our whole story is about this group, the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, and about how they're set to perform, or they're going to perform, here in Taipei. Now, it's got this 3-week tour of Asia that they're doing here. 3 weeks, they're going to be traveling around Asia, playing concerts in all these different countries and cities. And this performance here in Taipei is part of the 3-week tour, because in the sentence it reads, as part of this tour, they will perform. The world-famous Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra will perform at the National Theatre Concert Hall in Taipei. And of course, everyone knows where that is. A great place to listen to a concert, I might add.
那是当然的咯。不过提到这个 orchestra, 它就是管弦乐或者是管弦乐团的意思。所以在17跟18号国家音乐厅这个柏林爱乐管弦乐团呢就已经演奏过了，表演过了。不过这次的表演呢是在亚洲3个礼拜的巡回表演当中的其中一部分。所以在句首我们看到的是 as 介系词，作为什么样的身份。这次的表演是在亚洲3个礼拜巡回表演当中的一部分。
Sir Simon Rattle, the orchestra's renowned music director, will conduct both performances. Now, an orchestra is almost always led by someone, and this is the orchestra's renowned music director. His name is Sir Simon Rattle. Now, the director is the title or the name of the person who directs or leads the orchestra.But he is a renowned music director. When you are renowned, it means you're known all over the place. You've got a lot of people that know who you are. Basically, you're very famous. So what we're finding out here is that their really well-known famous director is going to be there for both performances leading the orchestra.
所谓的 renowned 是形容词，也就是 famous, 有名的意思。当然刚才 Bill 也提到了 known, K-N-O-W-N, 或者你也可以换成 noted, N-O-T-E-D, 这几个形容词都有有名的意思。而后头的 conduct, 特别小心哦，这个字你可以念 conduct 或 conduct, 可是如果念名词的话呢，它是 conduct, 它指的是行为举止或品性的意思，甚至有对事物的一个管理跟经营。那么在这里的 conduct 指的是指挥乐队的那个指挥，当然两场的表演呢都是由 Sir Simon Rattle 所指挥的。
The concert program includes symphonies by Beethoven, Ravel, and Strauss. So this musical concert is going to have a program, an order of songs that they'll do, you know, the schedule. Now, their schedule for the performance is going to include symphonies or musical works by these three famous composers, people who wrote the music, Beethoven, Ravel, and Strauss.
Program 就是节目的意思，那这次音乐会的节目呢，里头包含有一些交响乐，所谓的交响乐就是 symphony， 但是是哪些有名作品的交响乐呢？有贝多芬，有拉威尔，还有史特劳斯。
Ticket prices will run up to $12,000 NT, which is the highest admission ever charged for a performance by a foreign orchestra. Wow, now this is pretty big and important piece of information here. We're finding out that the ticket price, or how much you have to pay for this concert, can go all the way up to $12,000 NT. When we use run up like this, we mean that the ticket prices can be anywhere between $0 and $12,000. $12,000 will be the most expensive ticket. And then we learn that this is the highest admission ever charged for a performance by a foreign orchestra. So we've got a foreign orchestra. Berlin is obviously in Germany, and they're coming to play in Taipei. They're making a performance, and when you charge for going to the performance, the ticket cost, well, it's never been this much. It's got the highest admission ever charged. Admission is when you are allowed to go into something or go someplace. So the admission here is the ticket, basically, what you have to pay for the ticket.
好啦，接下来我们就来看看票价是多少呢？是300、500呢，还是800呢？嘿嘿，抱歉，最贵的是12,000。哇，这真的很高。我们看到一个 run up to， 其实就是高达，数量高达某一个程度的意思。但这个12,000呢，这个票价之后有一个非限定用法的关系子句，补充说明一下这个一张票12,000的状况如何。好，这个票价 which is the highest admission。当然是最高的一个入场费 admission 其实有两个意思，本来有入场啊、入会啊、入学啊或入境的意思，在这里应该指的是入场费用。那当然它的动词原形是 admit， A-D-M-I-T， 本来 admit 有承认的意思，但是它也有允许入场、允许入会或者是允许入学的意思，所以像入场费啊、入会费啊都可以用 admission。可是在这个非限定用法的关系子句当中，又有一个被简化之后的限定用法的关系子句。我们从 ever 一直到句尾的地方是用来修饰这个所谓的入场费。那么 ever 之前其实省略了，我们应该这样讲， ever charged 本来应该是 which has ever been charged， 是从过去以前到现在被索费最高的一次。但是这个所谓的索费，它的对象是 for a performance by a foreign orchestra， 所以是国外管弦乐团当中索费最高的。
Well, if that ticket price is too high for you and you don't get any of the cheaper ones, you're in luck because live television relays to the plaza outside the hall will be broadcast for free.Now, a plaza is basically a big open space, and Chiang Kai-shek has a big plaza in front of it, that place where all the people can go walk around in between those buildings in that whole area, the Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Plaza. Outside the hall here means outside the National Theater Concert Hall, so this area is going to have a live television broadcast, actually live television relay,of the concert. Relay is an interesting word. It means that you transfer something from one place to another. You send information on somewhere else. So basically we're saying that we're going to film the concert while it happens and then send it to these big TV screens out there in the plaza. They'll be broadcast there. They'll be shown there for free. So you can go to the plaza and watch the concert if you can't get inside to pay for a ticket.
这样真是蛮好的耶，如果我真的没有钱买的话，就直接在外面看转播就好了。好，最后面这句话呢，我们看到主词有点长哦， will 之前都是主词，可是一开始这个字的 live 特别小心，它是形容词，表示现场直播的 live television relay。所谓的 relay 它是名词，指的是转播的意思，本来特别指的是广播的转播，但是在这里呢，前面有一个 television relays 是用电视的转播，转播到哪里去呢？ To the plaza outside the hall 是在国家音乐厅外面的广场， 广场就叫做 plaza。好，重点是这样现场的转播呢会被播出，而且是免费的 for free。我们看到一个字叫做 broadcast。这个字可以当名词，指的是广播节目，像新闻的播放就叫做 news broadcast， 或者是节目表叫做 broadcast time。那也可以当成动词，也就是播出的意思，不管是电视啊、电台的播出都可以用这个字。那它的动词三态呢，长得都是一样的。那么接下来我们第二则就要谈到了台湾的电信业者要 deliver 3G to the masses.
Well, delivering 3G to the masses means that they're going to offer this 3G, whatever it is, to all the people in society. Now I say whatever it is because we're going to learn about it in the paragraph here.
现在我们就赶快来听 Bill 带我们来读一次今天第二则的资讯消息。
Taiwanese telecom companies deliver 3G to the masses.Telecommunication companies in Taiwan have begun to beef up their 3G services in the past few months. 3G, which refers to the third generation of mobile communications technology, provides cell phone users with greater bandwidth than ever before. Users can download MP3s, videos, games, and even GPS data to their cell phones at the touch of a button.Changhua Telecom, in conjunction with Finnish telecommunications giant Nokia, will soon be offering its customers video call, a movie TV channel, and a music station.
哇，那这样真的是越来越科技，越来越便利了耶。不过吼，我们回到标题当中看到，有一个 3G, 那个是什么？
3G here is the third generation. So it's the third generation of the kinds of phones that people use. It just basically means the most recent version of these phones.
哦，就是第三代最新的一个版本的意思。好，我们赶快从头来读一次到底发生什么事了呢？
Okay, telecommunication companies in Taiwan have begun to beef up their 3G services in the past few months.Now, telecommunication is basically communication over video, over phone, over anything that uses information sent as energy through the air. So we're talking about cell phones, phones, TVs, all that kind of stuff. These companies, and here it's the ones that are mostly responsible for cell phones, here in Taiwan, have begun to do something, to beef up their 3G services.Now, beef up is a great phrase that means make stronger or make bigger. Think of it this way. If I'm making myself bigger, I'm working out, I'm making my muscles bigger, and you could say I've got a lot of meat on my bones, like a lot of beef on my bones. It's just kind of a joke phrase that we can use to mean make bigger or make stronger. So basically, they're increasing their 3G services, and they've been doing it for the past few months.
当然啦，因为你们美国人都吃牛肉，所以才会用 beef up， 就等于是增加啦、强化啦，或者是改善的意思。那如果是台湾人，可能会换成什么猪肉啊 pork up， 或者什么鸡肉 chicken up 之类的。不是啦，当然不能这样讲，我们还是要学好正统的英文 beef up， increase。可是过去在好几个月就已经发生这事了嘛，而且好几个月以来呢，就有这种利多的大放送 3G 的服务，所以我们在动词有看到一个现在完成式 have begun。
3G, which refers to the third generation of mobile communications technology, provides cell phone users with greater bandwidth than ever before. So here's where we learn about this 3G, what it means. Third generation, like I said earlier.Now, a generation, that's a level of a family. For example, my parents are a generation above me. My grandparents are two generations above me. So to my grandparents, I'm the third generation. So basically, it's saying that there was another generation, the second generation of phones before 3G, and also a first before the second. So we're just talking about the most recent version, the most advanced version of mobile communications technology.Mobile meaning you can move around and communicate, so we're mostly talking about cell phones. And this technology provides these people that use cell phones with greater bandwidth than ever before. Now, bandwidth is a very interesting word. It's a new word. It's only been used a lot by people for about the past 10 years. It has to do with how much information you can send. If you've got a small bandwidth, you can't send that much, so maybe you can send voice but not video, right? Like a phone but not a TV. But we're saying that we're giving a lot of capability to send information to these new phones.
所以在这里的 bandwidth 其实就翻成频宽就对了。那在这里的所谓的频宽，像 band band， 它指的是没有一定范围的一种波段呐、啊，或者是频道。而 widths 当然指的就是宽度，它的形容词原型是 wide。那我们可以来复习一下，如果我们要谈长，长叫做 long， 形容词 long， 名词 length length。那么宽呢，我们刚才看到了。如果是高，形容词 high high， 名词 height height， 而深的形容词是 deep deep， 那么它的名词就是 depth depth， 这几个字都要搞清楚哦。不过我们在这句话当中，先在主词 3G 之后带来一个非限定用法的关系子句，从 which 一直到 technology 的地方，当然提到了所谓的 3G 指的是第三代 generation， 可如果这个一代一代哈、哦、指的是人的话，差不多是30年，而 mobile 指的就是行动的可移动的， mobile communications 指的当然就是行动通讯。好，重点来了，这个所谓的 3G 提供手机的使用者什么样的东西呢？ Provide somebody with something， 这个频宽呐、啊、是比以前还要更宽的哦。那这个频宽我们消费者能够用什么呢？我们到底有什么特别的功能呢？我们先休息一下，马上回来。
We are back with English Digest. Anna and I are talking today about our information unit, and we're learning some various new bits of information that you might read about in the news, or maybe you just hear about when you're talking with some people that you know, or see it on TV. I don't know. It's just all information. Now, we learned about how the Berlin Philharmonic is going to perform in Taipei. Right now, we're talking about these new 3G phones that Taiwanese telecom companies are going to begin to make available to the public. All right, in the middle of the paragraph, we just learned that these cell phone users will have greater bandwidth than ever before. With that greater bandwidth, they can do some pretty interesting things. Users can download MP3s, videos, games, and even GPS data to their cell phones at the touch of a button. What a great thing that would be. Users here means the people that use the cell phones, and they can download or bring the information down into their phone, and this information is MP3s, so music files we're talking about here, videos, so, you know, short videos, and then also games and GPS data. GPS, that would be really cool. Global positioning system, which uses satellites up in space to tell you where you are on the Earth's surface. And you could do this with your cell phone at the touch of a button. Here, you press one button on your cell phone, and you can get all of this incredible information.
所以的 GPS data 指的是卫星导航的资料。Download A to B 是把 A 下载到 B 里头。所以只要透过按一个钮，就可以将 MP3 啊，然后视讯啊，游戏啊，甚至是卫星导航资料呢，下载到手机里头。
Well, how are they going to do this exactly? Let's talk about a specific company here. Chunghwa Telecom, in conjunction with Finnish telecommunications giant Nokia, will soon be offering its customers video call, a movie TV channel, and a music station.Wow, this sounds pretty incredible. So Chunghwa Telecom, that Taiwanese telephone company here, it's going to do something with this other company, the Finnish telecommunication giant Nokia. Now we say this in the sentence by saying in conjunction with this Finnish company is going to do something. In conjunction with means together with, along with. Conjunction means basically together. It's an interesting word.The junction is where two things come together, and conjunction means with that junction. All right. So together, these two companies are going to be offering their customers video call, so you can call someone, talk to them, and see them on your phone, a movie or TV channel. Wow, so you can download TV shows and movies on your phone, and a music station, so you can listen to music as if you're listening to a radio.
嗯，这样听起来真的是蛮酷的。所以说具体来说，中华电信即将跟另外一个 Nokia 是谁呢？当然就是芬兰通讯业的龙头咯，他们即将要合作。 在这里我们看到一个片语叫做 in conjunction with， 所谓的 conjunction 它本来有连接词的意思，但是它也有所谓的结合或者是连接。那么在这里介系词片语的 in conjunction with 就是和某人共同地，或者是和某人同时地，甚至和某人有关联地，如何如何，在这里就是结合的意思咯。所以他们会提供消费者视讯电话啦，或者是电视电影的频道，甚至呢有一个音乐台。不过我们在这里看到 offer somebody something， 后头的对象是 its customers 消费者，而后头就包含我刚才提到的三个东西， video call 就是视讯电话。接下来我们资讯刊版的第三则要谈谈看利乐包，Tetra Pak 不是 the kind of drink, you know, the packing?
All right, it's the packaging for keeping drinks safe, keeping them clean, keeping them fresh. They're pretty famous because they've developed a lot of paper and cardboard packages that have been used by many companies.
对啊，所以在这里本来是公司名称，但是现在变成是利乐包，我们大家都统称叫做 Tetra Pak。所以现在利乐包啊，使得 publisher 出版社呢，发展出一些所谓的 waterproof books。
That would be really interesting. Waterproof books. Okay, Tetra Pak inspires publisher to develop waterproof books. Book lovers who enjoy reading in the bath will be thrilled with the latest publications from Melcher Media, a New York-based publisher.Called DuraBooks and made from plastic resin and inorganic fibers, the products are resistant to water, dirt, grease, and humidity. According to Melcher Media President Charles Melcher, the inspiration for DuraBooks came from Tetra Paks. In addition to titles designed to be read in the bath, Melcher Media has also published small waterproof books such as Fish in a Pocket for Underwater Divers.
For underwater divers?
Yeah, well, of course, they're going to be interested in waterproof books, people that dive underwater.
所以其实第一句话提得蛮好的，如果你边洗澡又边喜欢看书的话，一定对于这项新的发明啊，感到非常的兴奋哦。
All right, book lovers who enjoy reading in the bath will be thrilled with the latest publications from Melcher Media, a New York-based publisher. When you're thrilled with something, you're really excited about it. You're happy that this has happened. So people who like to read in the bath, book lovers, people who love books, well, they're going to be really excited with the latest publications or books that were printed by this company, the New York-based publisher, Melcher Media.
Who 一直到 bath 地方是限定用法的关系子句，修饰前面的 book lovers， 而 be thrilled with something 是因为高兴或恐惧而情绪上很激动。不过在最后我们看到逗点之后有一个同位语 a New York based publisher， 这里所谓的 New York based 指的是总部呢设在纽约。
Called DuraBooks and made from plastic resin and inorganic fibers, the products are resistant to water, dirt.Grease and humidity. So we're learning a little bit about these books. They're called DuraBooks, and that's a great word because we're saying that they're durable. They will last a long time without breaking or being damaged or getting ruined by things like water. All right, they're made from plastic resin. So this is a kind of plastic material that's probably going to be waterproof then.And inorganic fibers. So these are fibers or paper kinds of fiber that don't come from living things. So this is basically paper that doesn't come from trees. Interesting. Now the products, these books, are resistant to water, dirt, grease, and humidity. When you are resistant to something, it means that you can be protected from it. You won't be affected by it.What are these books not affected by? Water, which would usually ruin a regular book, dirt, grease, and humidity. And grease is just kind of like oil. So we're saying all these things that can damage books won't damage these DuraBooks.
接下来这句话呢，则是一个分词构句。前面我们看到两个过去分词，一个是 called 被称为，另外一个字是 made from 由什么什么制成的。好，所以主要子句其实是逗点之后的 the products 一直到句尾的地方。那刚才 Bill 特别有提到所谓的 DuraBooks 名字取得很好，因为这个书既然防水嘛，就表示它很耐用。这个耐用的持久的 durable。DURABLE 是它的形容词。当然后头我们看到两个原料，第一个原料是 plastic resin， 所谓的 resin 指的是松脂啦或者是树脂的意思， 而另外一个呢，指的是无机纤维 inorganic fibers， fiber 就是纤维的意思。不过在主要子句当中有一个偏语叫做 be resistant to something。提优图介系词，这里的 resistant 是抵抗的意思，能够抗什么什么的。其中有一个东西呢是 grease， 就是油脂。
According to Melcher Media President Charles Metzler, the inspiration for DuraBooks came from Tetra Paks. Now, the inspiration here is the idea, where he got the idea. According to him, or he said this, where he got the idea for DuraBooks, he got it from Tetra Paks, which we had mentioned earlier. It's those packaging products that are used to keep things like milk and food fresh.
所以在这里的灵感呢，其实是来自于利乐包。所谓的灵感叫做 inspiration， 它的动词出现在标题当中，就是 inspire。
In addition to titles designed to be read in the bath, Melcher Media has also published small waterproof books, such as Fish in a Pocket for Underwater Divers. So, in addition to titles designed to be read in the bath,Wow, all those words mean not just the books you can read in the tub, they've also done something else. They also have published these small waterproof, or books that cannot at all be damaged by water, not just resistant, but proofed against water. Well, they've developed these books like this book, such as Fish in a Pocket for Underwater Divers. When you dive, you go under the water. Divers are people who like to go under the water to look at fish and other things.So it'd be a great thing for them to use. They can look at the book and find out what kind of fish they're looking at without ruining their book underwater.
所谓的 in addition to 就是 besides, TO2 介系词。那么在 title 之后呢，我们看到一个简化之后的关系子句，在 designed 的前面有一个 which are 被省略掉了。不过特别注意一下，这个 design 到 bath 里头有一个叫做Read 不是 read 哦 ，read read read。后头我们看到有一个叫做 waterproof， 其实 proof 本来就有耐什么什么或防什么什么的意思。当然最后面我们提到一个潜水者 diver， 而它的动词就叫做 dive d I v e。I think I'm going to buy some of these books.
You think so? They sound pretty cool to me. I love reading in the bathtub.
那我们就期待这种书赶快上市喽。那么时间不多，该说再见了。我是 Anna.
And I'm Bill.
See you next
time. Goodbye.